Hey you all, I hope you're keeping safe, putting on masks and adhering to all the COVID-19 measures. Today, I want us to speak about something serious, something that has been going on but nobody is ready to speak about. If you look at the society right now, well, you'd be surprised. There's a lot actually going on. Young girls or young women are going out with older men. But nobody is ready to talk about it, right? Because it's cool. At the end of the day, they're all looking for a life, is it? But don't you think that is mere prostitution? It is a prostitution whereby we don't have to feel guilty that we are sex workers. Because the last time I checked, sex workers do their job only if there's some benefit. Only if they're getting money. But nobody is ready to talk about it. Same way, nobody is ready to talk about the teens who are slowly turning into drug addicts in the name of forms, in the name of we're going to look cool, in the name of, well, it's campus. What else? Now, in the past, when abstinence was still something that was practiced, you'd find that there was nothing like sponsors, and if they were there, it was very much a nod off. But right now, abstinence actually is something that is a nod off. At 15, someone is not even a virgin anymore. Yeah, that is the kind of woman you're going to take in our houses. No offense of how you lost your virginity. But that is not my angle of focus today. My angle of focus today is the growing rift between the boy child and the girl child. Yes, I said it. It's come to a point where, in as much as we're scouting for the girl child to be represented, in as much as we're scouting for the girl child to be seen, it gets to a point it's going overboard. I'm sorry to say this, but it's gotten to a point we are fighting the wrong vice. An incident happened a few weeks ago of the lady who was killed, who was found murdered in a hotel. I'm sorry to the family and the mother who lost a kid. And that really made me see it from another angle. Now, everyone has been scouting that, yeah, she was murdered brutally, which is true. But have we also seen the part that she was willing? Now, one thing per se, for a person to actually take alcohol, they've never pointed a gun on someone and told you, take alcohol. Second of all, no one has ever forced someone to be with someone they are not comfortable. Before the CCTV footage was actually put out in the public, everyone was saying she was dragged there. I actually followed one Instagram live and it was saying she was dragged there by two men and she was drunk. And everyone has been actually blaming even the receptionist for not helping them. But don't you see it? From the CCTV footage, you'll actually see that she was touching the guy, meaning she was comfortable. Now, that is not a problem. When she was killed, that is where there was the outburst, which is wrongfully. And yes, that is wrongful to kill someone. And it is wrong to rape someone. But at the same time, it's a wake-up call for women. Let's stop this nonsense of going out with people we're not even sure. If he has not put a ring on your finger, then stop going out to these bars and clubs. Stop getting drunk senseless. Alcohol is not a must. You can do without it. But well, everyone is speaking about the woman. Why are we not speaking about the man? Why are we not speaking about the boy child? Why are we not speaking about the many men who were raped? Why are we not speaking? Why are we not scouting? Why are we not in the first places, in the high rank, shouting about the men who are molested, about the men who are beaten up by their wives? Because the society has made it almost obvious that if a man comes out crying, he's weak, which is mere nonsense. It's horrible, actually. So we should stop actually doing these things we are doing right now. If you're standing up for the girl child, let's also stand up for the boy child. So if a man today decides to cry, his sin is weak. And women, if you know you're going out with a man who's older than you, and as long as you're expecting benefits, that is prostitution. We are calling it plain bunk. Stop prostitution. Stop going out with men who are married. And then if something bad happens, you're still complaining. You still want shares. If you're going out with a man because of benefits, that is prostitution. Take it as it is. So stop this nonsense. So stop this going out, you know, making it public. No, the woman, anafaa kutetewa. Yes, we're supposed to fight for the women, but we're supposed to fight for them, pardon me, if they're doing the right thing. So the next time we decide to go out, make sure the motive is okay. Now, I've seen a lot of cases where women are the victim, but you also forget about the man. So when you stand up to fight for the woman, remember there's a man. And men need to be also seen. University students are just going out there being with random people. It's been like an option, or I can't even find the right term. You break up with this guy and you go sleeping around with the other guy. Right now, it's gotten to a point where pregnancies are the most feared things in the priority list. Pregnancies are so much feared rather than HIV. And so the next time you decide to go out to the man, make sure you're tested. Make sure his HIV status is tested. He has no STIs, no STDs. Why am I saying this? Because we've forgotten that HIV is still there. HIV is still alive. Everyone is just focusing on not getting pregnant. But are you supposed to also focus on not getting HIV or STIs? Memes have been going around, and more than anything, you find that they say that it's now easier for someone to get HIV from a campus student compared to older men. But it's actually the same everywhere. It's just the fact that in campus, there's this notion they sleep around with people to make other people feel jealous, which sometimes is not the case. Having one partner is not a sin. It's actually saving the world. Because at this rate, I feel like HIV is going to be the next pandemic after the coronavirus. Everyone is just sleeping with people. People forgot about abstinence. People forgot about using protection. I like it raw. The most stupid statement I've heard in a lifetime. Oh, I trust you. You also trust me. Then it's okay. We don't even need it. You know what? There's no problem. We don't have to worry about, you know, the pregnancy. There are pills. There's the birth control. But you're actually forgetting the bigger picture. Some actions that you do are actually going to haunt us the rest of our lives. So the next time you decide to go out with more than one partner and you're going to enjoy the Garden of Eden, or you're going to enjoy the fruit itself, or these days they call it the meat. Before you go out, make sure you have it at the back of your mind that there are other people who are looking up to you. And if you have more than one partner, make sure they are all tested. And why would you need several partners when you can be actually satisfied with one? Women are now the most praised, or they're getting more attention per se compared to men. But they're the same women who are also disappointing us. They're the same women that you're going to look up to as mothers of the next generation. So maybe it's time, instead of just praising them, you should also slap them. the going around sleeping with men, and the phrase Nairobi is a big bedroom should stop, because it has to start with us. It is not a big bedroom. It is a big city. But people are running around sleeping with men for money. Yes, you get the whole money in the world, but you're down with STIs, you're down with STDs. The unwanted pregnancies, the rise in abortions. I lost a friend a few weeks ago because of abortion. And she aborted because she actually got pregnant from another man who's not the boyfriend. So she was scared to go tell the boyfriend, and she was scared to tell the parents. So she decided the best way was to abort. And that is how she lost her life. So this is also a wake-up call to the parents. Start teaching these things to your kids. Growing up, I won't lie, my parents have never gone close to that subject about sex education. We all learned that from school. So maybe it's a high time parents started teaching their kids about sex education. And parents should also know that their kids are also down. Their kids are going out with men. 18 years old, it's actually, you'll just find a handful who are still virgins. There's no problem if you're not. But at the same time, when you go back to the holy book, it says abstain till marriage. So yes, it is a sin. So let's stop calling it. Let's stop this meme that has been going around saying, you know what? If you repent to God, he's just going to wash away. And now that you're taking all the men you've slept with before marriage and repenting on them. Yes, there's forgiveness in that. But you should also consider that the same holy book says that a sin that is done deliberately has no forgiveness, because that is like trampling on the holy blood. So yes, stop sex before marriage. It is a sin. But you're out here sugarcoating it and calling God a God of chances. Men are going to have homes where by the time they're getting their first kid, they should know that there's some others who are killed. This cannot be the case. Let's stop abortions, ladies. Let's stop going out with men who are older than us. Fine, everyone knows you need to make it in life. But if you have to, you have to work hard for your own money. Not somebody else's money. So, work hard. It always pays. And stand up for the boy child too, because whatever the girl child is passing through, the boy child is also passing through. You said, you know what men can do, women can do better. So that means the challenges that women face, also men face better. Anyway, this is not supposed to be a long podcast. I was just addressing the fact that in as much as you're fighting for women, we should also know that these women are also going to be a downfall if we don't address some issues. The same way we're not addressing the issue that men sleeping with women simply because they're drunk is rape. So yes, you're not going to address that because your friends are all doing that. The same way women take advantage of drunk men, steal from them. People have grown from being petty thieves to actually being grand robbers, but in the name of, we're all drunk. And right now the focus has actually shifted. We're actually fighting the wrong vice. We're fighting for women who are in situations that they put themselves in, and forgetting to fight for that widow who's been going through so much because the other family from the husband's side is going to steal their own wealth, the only hope that she has. So let's stop fighting the wrong crime and fight the real crime. And while I'm saying all this, I'm not putting aside the fact that yes, there's so many rape that is going on. The rapes that are going on is actually getting out of hand. Men are taking advantages of women. And if you're a man and you're listening to this, if you're going to take advantage of a woman, either knowingly and unknowingly, you're a sick person. If a woman says no, it is no. If they say they're not sure, that is also a no. And so, instead of just reading the body language, you should also read. You should also have it in you to the consent of knowing when it is wrong to actually go on with an action. Stop acting like illiterate people. This is a civilized generation. So, I think it's high time for us to mature up and act like grown-ups. For us to make decisions. You can't go out with an old man and then when shit comes down, you want us to fight for you. No. We're going to fight the right things. We're going to fight for the women who are being beaten up by boyfriends and husbands. And we're also going to fight for the men who are being beaten up by their own wives. Because we keep blaming the society while we forget that we are the society. So unless somebody stands up and condemns this evil, then I think the cycle is just going to go on. By the time we get to the next generation, abstinence will be way out of the window. So yes, simply because he told you he loves you does not mean you have to open your legs for him. And if you're going to do that, at least wear a CD. Just get some protection, okay? Pregnancy is not the biggest scare in the world. Remember there's HIV. Remember there's gonorrhea. There's chancroid. There's syphilis. And remember, the more you abort, the more infertile you can even be. You're ruining your bodies, which are supposed to be temples. In the name of, I just want a good car, I just want a good family, I just want a big house. For what? At the expense of your health? At the expense of your safety? Cheap booze is going to just make you lose sight of your future. Yeah, he bought me Hennessy. Oh, okay. Is that the cost of your life? So before you do something, just don't think twice. Think thrice. Stop just thinking about your future, your 5-year future. Think about the long term. Think about your family. So the next time you go out there and make decisions, you know there are people who actually care about you. Anyway, that's all I had for today. See you next time. Make sure you sanitize. Make sure you avoid public gatherings, house parties to be exact. Avoid anything that is going to corrupt your morals. And stay safe. Go get tested for HIV. And if you're drinking, remember positive drinking. Never drink and drive. And never drink while driving. Because we all matter. We all care about you. And your life, in as much as you think, doesn't matter to anybody. Remember, you have a family. You have friends who are looking after you. So, that's it. Goodbye.